Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Speaking of not being able to keep control of your data, it seems like my phone number has fallen on some spam lists, my mobile phone in particular. And unfortunately, I don't get the on my home phone, I can look, and if it's not a number that I recognize or from a place I recognize, and I can just let it go to voicemail. I can't necessarily do that because it's my work cell phone, and people, you know, random people do call it. There are coworkers whose numbers I don't know because, you know, I work for a company that's got 4,500 people in a bunch of countries. So I can't just not answer the phone, although there are certain area codes I can look at and go, that's probably not a good one. I can make some guesses, but I have to make that choice myself. What would be better, as far as that goes, is if I had some, a bigger block list to go from. And in fact, there is such a thing, and there's an app in the App Store for iPhone called RoboFence, and it uses the call kit framework in iOS 10. And what it does is when a call comes in, it looks up against this database, and if the number is in that list and number in more than one person has reported it, and you can configure how many people. So you configure your sensitivity, and then the call will just be blocked. It won't even ring your phone. So it's like, as I say, it's like a maintained block list. And I even submitted a few numbers to it myself. And if you decide to block a number yourself with RoboFence, then it will get blocked. Now, I've been told that the program has a couple of limitations, particularly around on T-Mobile in the U.S. I guess they have some sort of enhanced caller ID thing, and it makes it look like the numbers are in your phone book when in fact they're not in your phone book. And because if the number that comes in's in your phone book, then RoboFence isn't going to touch it. In that case, it is. Somebody told me that it actually does, it won't block in that case, which I don't have that problem on AT&T, but your mileage may vary, but for 99 cents to filter a small annoyance, it was one of the easiest purchases I made. And the app is pretty, once you set it up, it's kind of a set it and forget it app. Once in a while it'll tell you to do stuff, and you have to share that, when the number comes in, right, you have to tell RoboFence about it, so you have to share the contact to RoboFence, and then RoboFence will block that number for you, and it will also tell everybody else, so that any RoboFence user who sees a call from that number will also get, will also be able to take advantage of it. So, it's kind of fun to make sure nobody else suffers the same fate that you did and answered a call from somebody that's a telemarketer and such. It's totally worth the money. And yeah, it's just yet another reminder that, once we've given data to somebody else, who knows where it's going to end up. Yeah. Of course, some of those calls could just be random calls as well, but hey, I'd still rather have a tool that that helps me filter unwanted calls than have to deal with answering the phone, because unfortunately those calls usually come in at the worst possible time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.